LOB 100.5 FM.
It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Man, is it great to be back in the saddle with you guys this morning. Dee Dee and I took off after the show on Friday and flew out of Portland at about noontime, got down to Florida around 3:30 and surprised our family. They were having a family party and we showed up and just walked in the door, and I wish we had had a camera. I would love to for you to have seen their faces. They just couldn't believe it. My son Connor, obviously, was so grateful to see us, but I think most of all, my daughter-in-law Bailey was the most grateful. She just went into tears. It was so heartwarming to know how much she loves us because of how much we love her. And, you know, it's so great when your kid makes the right choice for somebody to spend their life with, and Connor certainly made the right choice with Bailey. It was just, the whole thing was crazy. It was wonderful. So we got back yesterday around noonish time, and, well, the world changed. I will say, listening to Whitney Houston this morning and that beautiful national anthem of ours, which is so inspiring when you think about the words and the moment in which it was written, and then to have a woman of her talent sing it at the Super Bowl, which is a big experience, but in the context of Desert Storm just about to start in 1991, I missed it yesterday. And when I heard it this morning, I was reinvigorated by it. I look forward to hearing Whitney sing that song, that anthem, every single morning, and I missed it yesterday. I did catch some of the boys, Mark Riley, Pete McVetti, Matt Jacobson. Boy, I'll tell you, that trio has gelled. These guys are so good. Somebody texted me yesterday and said, man, your feelings are doing great. And I'm like, well, I don't need to come back. That would be good. And we were having a great time. The weather in Florida was extraordinary. There was no humidity, which is the thing that I am least favorite of. And weather was just extraordinary. It was in the 60s And it was a wild weekend because, as you know, Connor and Bailey just moved down there about 3 months ago, and they're building a new life, and they wanted us to see their new life, and it is an extraordinary new life they are building. It's just so wonderful. I'm so proud of those kids. And then my brother, Jim, and my sister-in-law, Jane, they sold their house, which we talked about here at the time. It was a big home they had built, and it was time for them to downsize. And the home that they have now With no offense to anyone, it's just a statement of fact. I have never been more comfortable in someone's home other than my own than this weekend. Jane in particular, like my daughter-in-law, Bailey, they take every house they live in and they make it a home. And boy, we walked in, it felt like it was just Christmas season and comfortable. And at one point I was sitting in our kind of a rocker. It was an upholstered rocker, but it would swivel around. And their couch, it's a big, long couch. The living room's big, and it sort of ties right into the kitchen. So whether you're cooking or not, you're involved in what's going on. And there were 9 people at one point sitting on the couch, and a lot of them were snuggled up together with blankets. And it was among the most heartwarming scenes I have seen in a very long time. So I think I speak for Dee Dee when I say this. I don't normally speak for her, but I think we were both refreshed and exhausted by the experience. We were up at 3:45 yesterday to go fly, and even though we got there early, we got to the airport before 6, we still stood in line for almost an hour. I think it was, or maybe it was a little over an hour at TSA. But you know what? They do a good job. There were just thousands and thousands of people there that early, and they do a really good job in Orlando getting people through. And I got to give credit to the TSA in Portland, Maine. Boy, I'll tell you, those guys are thorough. They're so thorough. It's unbelievable. And they really move people along while still doing yeoman's work. It's just amazing. Amazing to watch people who are really good at what they do. So it was a fabulous 3 days, an exhaustive 3 days, but a fabulous 3 days. We were grateful to be home. We get home, and the white stuff is on the ground, which means it's very close to Christmas now. Today is the 10th. That means we're 15 days out. You know how much I love this season. I always hate to see it go because, and I saw it at the airport. I did. I saw it. You know, I've talked a lot about it, but I saw it at the airport. We all try to be the people we really want to be this time of year, and I certainly saw the kindness that people extended to each other in line, and some people had little children, and people were just so patient, even though it was early. And when you stand in line that long, it begins to get difficult. It's just physically taxing. And it was an amazing experience, I got to tell you. I encourage you. By the way, I'll just tell you what we did. We went down on Breeze. Breeze flew out of here at noontime on Friday afternoon. And they flew out at 8:15 on Monday morning. And round trip, including an SUV for 3 days. Taxes, everything. Yeah, we weren't so happy with Avis this time. We love Avis, but we weren't happy with him this time. You could hear Dee Dee in the background. But anyhow, that's regardless because we could have gotten a different car. But taxes, everything all in, including the SUV, $538. If you're looking to get away, I can't imagine a better couple of days to go down to Florida and just get away, get refreshed. You might be exhausted by it when you get home, but if you get a good night's sleep, as we did last night, you know, you're ready to rumble. I cannot say enough good things about Breeze. Every experience we've had or anyone in my family has had has been extraordinary. And we're going to get David Neilman back on, who is the CEO of Breeze Airlines, the founder of Breeze Airlines. He's been on the show a couple times. And he did my podcast with me earlier. We're going to get him back on and talk about it. They're expanding their routes now, not just on the Eastern Seaboard, but they're making some expansions westward as well. Strategic locations that they feel they can have a niche. This is his 5th airline. He really knows what he's doing, and it's extraordinary. So we get home, and the world's changed. Bashar al-Assad has been deposed in Syria. Donald Trump was meeting world leaders as though he's already assumed the presidency. Thank goodness Daniel Penny was found not guilty in the New York case where he put a chokehold on a guy who was threatening people on a train. It was just one of the weirdest cases I've ever seen brought. But Alvin Bragg's a really weird dude. We all know that. And there were people on the train who were thanking Penny for what he did, helping keep them safe, which is what he was in the military. It's what he was trained to do. If he saw a situation, you step into it and you keep innocent people safe. That's what he did. I'm going to say this, and I hope it doesn't sound unchristian, but sometimes truth is harsh. The father of the person who died, I'm sure he misses his son. I'm sure he does. Any father would miss their son. But he was going on and on about it and about how this was an injustice and blah, blah, blah. He abandoned his son early on in his life. Abandoned him. And then when his son was at his worst with drug addiction and being homeless and all kinds of other things, the father was nowhere to be found. So I'm certain that what he's feeling is a lot of guilt toward his kid, that he didn't do his job. And it's a cautionary tale for everyone. You know, when you have a child, you have a child all your life. For as long as you're on this earth, that's your child. And that child's your responsibility. And yeah, they become adults and they make decisions on their own, but at the end of the day, you brought them into the world with the help of the good Lord. And that child is your responsibility. And you fight for that child no matter what, no matter what they do. I always told my kids, there's nothing that me, you, your mom, and the good Lord can't handle. And if you ever do something that we just really are so disappointed that you did, and I used to say, if you shot somebody and killed them dead in cold blood, I would be so disappointed you took someone's life. But I would be in the courtroom every day, sitting in that courtroom, making sure my child knew that he or she was loved and supported unconditionally by their father, because that's my job. So the violence that's going on around this verdict and all of this being stoked in part by the father, you know, he ought to settle down here because he abdicated his job when he abandoned his child when that child was younger. And I feel bad for the man. I do. I can't imagine losing a child. But his guilt over not being the man and the father that he was supposed to be should not be stoking violence as it has. And the media needs to wake up and grow up and tell the truth about the circumstance, because I went and looked it up. And that boy didn't get the guidance that he should have gotten. No family's perfect. Every family out there, their child could fall prey to drugs or all kinds of other evil that's in our society. My children are the same. They could fall prey to that. They haven't so far, but they could fall prey to it. I realize that. But if you give them the foundation that they need and deserve in life, hopefully they can find their way back. Unfortunately, the young man that was dead did not find his way back. But he didn't get any help from his family either.
ABC Maine, member driven and member strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice is heard. For more information, email hope.